Participant ID 5777FC, and today's date is, date of birth is 11/28/08.
Hi, Francis. You want to read? We were reading these touch and feel books before. We know these. This is animals on the farm. Little yellow ducklings swim across the pond and back, following their mommy duck. Splish, splash, quack. Oh, they're soft, huh? Your daddy used to live on a farm with ducks just like that. Yeah, they're soft and yellow. Who's next? This just looks just like a book we have at home. Mommy sheep is called a ewe, and daddy is a ram. They both have woolly coats just like their baby lamb. Feel that? Nana makes things out of sheep fur for you. Yeah. There you go. You like this or you're getting bored? Ooh, that's a different one. That's a horse. To stay strong and healthy, the brown horse eats all day. In the stable or the field, he munches on some hay. Who else eats all day? You do. Ooh, a pitcher. That looks like fun. Do you want something to put in there or bang against it? That might be good. Ooh, this is a different cow. More book? All right. The big cow in the field is looking out at you. What is that I heard her say? Sounded like a... moo. Who said that? Moo. Moo. You got some keys you can drive? The friendly pink piglet has a funny little snout. He sniffs around for food when he's out and about. You have the keys? We've got so much stuff to do. So who did we see on the farm, Francis? We didn't see chickens, but they live on a farm. This is a kind of duck, but it's not the same kind. You know, I don't think any of these animals were on the farm. Chickens do live on a farm. That's right, you have a chicken in your room. You're such a good sitter. Do you want to go on your tummy and play? Oh, do you want to read this one? Mr. Brown can moo. Can you? He can sound like a cow. He can go moo, moo. That's right. She's pretty over there in blue. He can sound like a bee. He can go buzz, buzz. Bzzz. You know what happens when the buzzing monster comes out? Bzzz. That's a weird bee, huh? It's got lots of different things to feel. It's a bumblebee. See? Like a bee there. It goes buzz, buzz. Got lots of books. Did you see these pretend food? We have enough real food. We don't need pretend food. And then we have more animals. Ooh, that's a Democrat. Or a donkey. Do you know this picture? Sure, you want to reach around and see the play food? You got the meat? I hope so. I really like steak. She's pretty. She's wearing one of your favorite colors. Yeah. Good, you're such a good grabber. You gonna fall over? I hope so. You need some tummy time. I know, this bumblebee has such interesting hair. You want to try and get it? Oh, good. Yo, you're doing great. Oh, you like peas. Remember the story? Eat your peas. Is that okay, or should he be more facing?
Oh, that's fine. Right.
Mm. And here's your keys that you had before. I know it's hard to get things when they're not on a blanket. You don't pull the blanket to you. You can use the keys to get the peas. Oh, are you swimming? You're doing great. Good job. I know it's frustrating. You're doing great. Sucking break. That's all right. See, look, we'll line up all the animals. You're doing great. You are totally crawling, kiddo. You're far away from me now. You're doing so great. Do you need some kisses? You gonna roll over? Oh, you're like a little turtle because you're here at University of Maryland. It's all right. You need a break. Do you think the pretty lady in blue will save you from your mean mommy? Nope. You're doing great. All right, you want some hugs? I'm a sucker. I like to give you hugs. All right. But then how are you going to get to your toys? Look what you got. You got keys, peas, and bees. Oh, my goodness. What else comes next? Knees? Some fees? Mommies? You want to go get them? Okay. I know I'm so mean. How are you going to get them? We do this a lot. How are you going to get the keys, Francis? Settle for a closer toy? Don't settle. Go for the best. Yeah. Some interesting animals, huh? Is this Bambi? No, just a regular deer. You're doing great. You want to go down on your tummy again? Oh, what do you want? Oh, you want to wait? Okay, you want to sit on the floor? What do we got? Oh, I know, it's hard. You want to read another book? Here we were on the buzz, like this little bee. Bzz, bzz. He can sound like a cork. He can sound like a rooster. Where did our rooster go? Oh, it's a chicken. Cock-a-doodle-doo. He can sound like an owl. There's a clock in the book, and there's a clock over there. You wait here. I'm gonna get the clock. What does the clock say? Tick tock. Good. It's a pretty good book. I think you'd like it. How are you going to get the clock? Good job. Then what happens with the clock? The clock has a face. Oh, does it taste good? Is it time to eat? Yeah, that was a joke. You're right. Is it meal time? Are you going to break the clock? None of the other little children have broken it yet. That'd be awesome if you were the one to break it. There you go. Do you want to play peekaboo with that big clock? That looks like fun. Where's Frances? Is that okay to break the clock? We'll see. All right. Where's Mommy? Behind the clock. Excellent. Are you going to grab anything else? Oh, you grabbed the peas. You're the prince in the pea. Some time to eat your peas. Where's Mommy? What else are you going to grab? Yeah. This is pretty much how you play.
I'm just gonna ask you some questions. I don't